Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, this is an actual picture of a liberal boomer in Canada that doesn't care if we open borders, outsource your job, and censors you for having the wrong opinion. All he cares about is letting foreign investors in to keep his house price high and migrant workers paying into the pension system, so he can secure his future. This is peak boomer entitlement. Boomers like this want to live the good life beginning to end, and they don't care who they have to throw under the bus. Moving on, I'm glad I grew up playing outside instead of doom scrolling. The only thing that appears to be inaccurate about this photo is that the kids with the phones would be indoors and the kids on the left would have tans from being outside all day. My generation were also dopamine junkies, but we would just watch television, movies, and play video games. The difference is that we had a finite amount of content that we would consume, whereas today's kids have infinite amounts on demand. Number 3, Desi King says that Indians will solve the fertility crisis in South Korea. Sure they will. Even India is now below replacement fertility. But I don't blame Indians wanting Korean girls instead of their own women. What they don't realize is that East Asians are more intelligent than they are, which will make their lives living hell if they're lucky enough to get together with one of them. Or should I say unlucky enough? I know one East Asian woman that now has a family with an Indian man, so it's actually happening now. Up next, this woman says she quit her job, divorced her husband, and abandoned her kids to move to Italy. This article was probably paid for by her so she could attract some Luigi or Chad Roan to her. Remember that when men get a whole bunch of money, they try and help their families. But when many women get a bunch of money, they break their families to boot. Makes you wonder just how much money she got from the divorce. Enough to retire comfortably in Italy, I see. Number 5, more nonsense in the UK with schools running anti-misogyny classes for boys trying to tackle toxic masculinity. The whole plan is to tackle sexist content that's spreading online. I wouldn't be surprised if they mention Andrew Tate for the millionth time. I think Andrew Tate has made anti-sexism consultants millions of dollars as everyone is paying them to try and get his ideas to stop spreading. Also, the real reason they're running these classes is to confuse young men about what it means to be a man in the first place. Moving on, here's another two-headed girl, actually conjoined twins. One of them married her boyfriend while the other one remained single. So does that mean if he smashes his wife, he's technically raping her sister at the same time? At least he married the prettier one, which is on the left. I bet he didn't want to kiss the other one because she looks like a discount AOC Quado combo. Also notice that he's doing hover hand in the first picture. Number 7, they say that by 2030, 45% of women aged 25 to 44 will be single and childless. But I think it's going to be a lot worse than that because according to Grok, only 25 to 28% of women in that age range will be married with children by 2030. Cats all around the world are celebrating this news, as well as the box wine vineyards and dildo manufacturers, as well as the companies making high-heeled hooves because those women will mostly be fat and angry feminists. Up next, Rachel Zegler is interested in playing Princess Leia in future films. How about no unless Leia turns to the dark side and gets sliced in half by Darth Maul or something? Then again, she's too hairy and would probably make a much better Wookiee. But can't we just be done with Star Wars and Zegler entirely? She's an actress with a dead career, playing a character in a dead franchise. If they ever hire her for anything ever again, then you know that she's got some dirt on the industry. Number 9, here's what a man looks like in his parked car while he's waiting for his wife to get ready. Looks like he's still waiting for almost 100 years. And she's still not ready yet. But not to worry. I'm sure she won't be that much longer. The better question to ask is why do women take forever getting ready? They take their time even when they're actually late. This is probably one of the reasons that women hire makeup artists and hairdressers for their weddings and bridal parties, so they won't be late for their own wedding. Moving on, just look at what dating apps and social media have done to human relationships. They raise women's expectations and have given chads more sex than they could ever want. But women don't even realize what's happening, because to them the lower 80% of men are invisible. So to them they only see a supply crunch, which is why they keep asking where have all the good men gone. The only ones that win in this situation are the Chad Roans that like sleeping with a variety of women. Number 11, here's the average woman when she tells you that it's her first time being with a man. Just remind her to breathe through her nose. But who really believes her though, because it looks like she's handling that wood like a real pro. If you sleep with her and learn that it wasn't her first time, then she's going to say you didn't ask her if it was her first time with you or her first time in general. Women always love to play word games like these. Up next, a new study says that undocumented immigrants are the most law-abiding segment in our society. Of course many of them are. If they get arrested, they get kicked out of the country. But if they're just so law-abiding, then why is it that Los Angeles is on track to have the lowest homicide rate in 60 years? Just as Trump is deporting Latino peoples back to their home countries. And you just know that LA Mayor Karen Bass is going to take credit for that. Number 13, Simon Bailey was a fireman that lost his job at 27 years. Because he used the term fireman instead of the more inclusive term firefighter. Because you know using the right pronouns is more important than saving lives these days. Hopefully he will sue and win for wrongful dismissal. If his colleagues had any honor, they would walk away from their jobs as well. But they probably have families to feed, so no judging them. Now Simon is a fired fighter. Moving on, only 15% of women show interest in men that are 5'8", according to a dating survey. So it's over for 50% of men because half of the men out there are 5'8 or shorter. I heard somewhere that a man needs to make an extra $50,000 a year for every inch he's shorter than 6 feet tall. Also, I'll bet you anything that only 15% of men are willing to date women over 200 pounds. Only 14% of men out there are also over 6 feet tall. Number 15, here are the Koreans back in the 1980s versus Koreans today. So what happened? Eating way too much soy in a sedentary lifestyle thanks to Samsung. Many of you think this is an exaggeration, so I shared another meme showing you the Koreans people love today versus the Koreans people used to love. Those rooftop Koreans defending their stores in the LA riots sure look masculine to me. This is K-pop versus K-pop-pop-pop. Up next, with women having such high standards for men's height, at the same time we men are being told that we need to lower our standards on dating apps. The high standards that men have that we need to lower include things like women not having insanely high body counts, being pleasant and feminine, and don't just have purple hair and be fat. Yet asking for those things is considered misogyny, and if men don't meet the list of 200 things that women want, then that's misogyny too. Number 17, this 69-year-old billionaire says that his 26-year-old girlfriend didn't know he was a billionaire and was just attracted to his smile. Dude needs to look in the mirror. The truth is that men want to be genuinely desired by the woman that they're with. If she's not attracted to just you without your money and status, then you need to walk away. Then again, what do I know? She probably finds his haircut sexy and irresistible. Moving on, a study shows that 1 in 3 girls are mentally insane. That's it. I think we all know the number is a lot higher. A friend of mine once said that there are 2 types of women out there. The ones that are on medication and the ones that should be on it. One of the main reasons for the mental illness is this, their work environment. Remember that women fought through feminism to experience this, and I guess they didn't realize they would make them go mad. Number 19, why are women like this? Single moms expect you to date them if they have kids. But if you have kids, they have the preference of not dating men with children. The reason there's so many guys falling for this trap of dating single moms and raising some other guy's kids is because they can't find single mothers that are 100 times more attractive than the women that have never had kids. It all comes down to sexual marketplace value. Up next, Japan Airlines is offering free flights to tourists so they can explore Japan and save money. That doesn't make any sense because when you travel, you tend to spend tons of money. But this reeks of desperation on the part of Japan. Instead, they should be giving away some of their abandoned houses in the countryside to white Europeans and North Americans that want to move to Japan. The cost is already pretty cheap at 50 grand for many of them, so they're practically giving them away already. Number 21, what do you call this? It looks like a moose knuckle to me. And they say that body count doesn't matter. Clearly by the size of this cooch, it does matter. It could also pass for a tarantula jaw because once it gets a grip on you, you ain't getting away. It also kind of reminds you of the Mariana Trench because when you fall in, you're never getting out. Most guys would still go in there just into that front butt for, you know, research purposes. Moving on, here's the look on women's faces when they share pictures of men on the T-app, without their permission. But then lower down is the look on their face after the T-app was hacked, and people leaked their pictures on 4chan without their permission. Double standards much. The T-app is going to destroy a lot of guys' reputations for women that post bad dating reviews for no other reason than to destroy a man's life. Having pictures on social media is now dangerous if you're a dude. Number 23, this guy says not to forget to eat well and exercise because our future doctors will be skipping their online courses. And let's not forget that they'll be using ChatGPT for their exams. In 10 years, there won't be a family physician anymore because AI will be more accurate and cheaper than most doctors. Good luck paying their student debt back when they become unemployable. Most are immigrants and women these days. So I guess we know who's going to get screwed. Up next, if he sits next to you, what would you do? I would run away. But if I was gay, I'd sit in his lap. Realistically, though, I'd have a hard time not laughing and would take a picture or two because no one would believe I saw him on the subway when I told them. Someone should also go and tell him that he needs to stop pride spreading. Just for laughs, also ask him if anyone ever told him that he looks like a roll of lifesavers. Number 25 and the last one, why do celebrities keep doing this to themselves? You'd think they'd learn their lesson looking cute and youthful would increase the longevity of their careers, and then men would find them more attractive. Instead, they just keep on bogging themselves. I don't think anyone can produce a single picture to prove that the buckle surgery will actually make a woman look better. Ozempic is also doing this, sucking the fat out of women's faces. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.